So I've come along to the Hawk Theatre in Crawley, and joining me right now, after last year's Aladdin, and back again for the Hawk's performance of Dick Whittington, Richard Franks. Hello, thank you
Hello,
for joining me.
Mate. Thank you, for having me back. I'm very well, thank you. All the happier for speaking to you.
Oh, that's always nice to hear.
Yeah, well, I'm only being polite.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sorry, mate. Oh, what a terrible start.
Yeah. So we're back here again at the Hawk. You're back here at the Hawk. How does it feel to be back?
Oh, I absolutely love it. The Crawley audience is amazing. They, you know, the locals really support the panto, which is really nice to see. It's brilliant. I'm so happy to be back, back with Michael Batchelor, so, you know, obviously the regular dame here who's amazing. Having a really lovely time, yeah, really happy to be back.
Seems good. I've seen the pictures online and stuff like that. It's looking really good.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, no, the pictures are really nice. The production shots look good. It's a great panto. It's really colourful and lively, and yeah, no, the pictures look fab.
So last year, Aladdin, this year Dick Whittington. Who are you playing this year?
So this year in Dick Whittington I'm playing Billy, who is Dolly the Cook's son, Dolly the Cook being Michael Batchelor the Dame. So yeah, I'm Billy. It's very silly, it's very physical, lots of gags, lots of fun. But yeah, I like to think I bring a lot of comedy to the to the panto.
And that's how you describe your character, is it? It's sort of someone just to bring a load of comedy.
Absolutely, yeah.
The
I'm just a bundle of fun, loads of energy, and loads of lovely gags, some terrible gags, but those are the ones I prefer.
Sometimes they're the better ones.
Oh yeah, the groaners where you think, oh, come on, yeah. Crawley.
Sometimes they're the better ones.
Absolutely, yeah.
So who's in the cast this year then? So obviously it changes every year here.
Of course, yes. So of course we've got Charlie Brooks playing our Queen Rat, who's fab. We've got Gemma Hunt, who is our fairy. Dave Reby, who is playing Dick Whittington. And they're all absolutely brilliant. We've got Cameron Blakely, who's sitting behind me, eating a curry. Cameron's eating his lunch at the moment.
Always looming behind you, aren't
he? He's always looming behind me. That's ominous. And he's the Alderman Fitzwarren, who's Alice's dad. And Alice is played by Chrissy Perkins. It's a really, really lovely cast. Oh, and we've got, I should say as well,
you don't want to forget anybody, do
you? No, absolutely. I was going to say, this is where I lose friends. I say friends. So playing our cat this year is Harry Nichols.
Okay.
And she's fab. So she's been here for years, actually, like in ensemble. And she's gone up this year to play into the sort of principles, into being the cat. And she's absolutely amazing. She uses like all her acrobatic skills.
Okay.
And she's superb. It really adds like a real wow factor to the show. It's really, really good. So look out for the flipping cat, literally. Yeah.
Cameron, if I come to you, is this your first year at the Hawk, is it?
My first year at the Hawk, my first.
And last, actually, as well.
And last.
Ignore him. This is my agent. Represents me beautifully. And it's my first ever pantomime, so my proverbial cherry on the panto. But I've never been to the Hawk before, but I'm having the most amazing time.
Yeah, is it good? You're enjoying it, yeah.
It's very lovely to be just quite free and expressive and just to have a laugh and feed off the audience. And it's quite a different world I come from, which is, I suppose, considered more musical theatre, straight acting stuff.
Okay.
So it's more regimented, where you have a skeletal frame here of a script and you can bring so much of your own to it, which is lovely and very liberating and very exciting.
Yeah. Brilliant. Tell us a bit more about your character then. So
Alderman Fitzwarren is a sweet shop owner who I will say, of my character, I like to claim as having a bit of quite a bad memory, but I don't know whether that's my...
He just didn't learn his lines, that's the difference.
You said you wouldn't say.
You said you wouldn't say, Barry, something like this. And he's sort of doddery and he's rather good fun, but he has quite a nice relationship with Billy. And
It's good fun. Some sort of like lovely physical comedy bits.
And terrible jokes.
Terrible jokes.
But wonderfully terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Brilliantly bad.
Real groaners.
That's what makes panto, though. That's what makes panto.
It is, isn't it? It's the backbone.
Stupid. It's the stupid panto jokes, but they work. What would you say for both of you, like the best thing about being on stage in a pantomime is, like, what's the best thing? The thing you enjoy the most about doing panto every year?
Oh, for me, I think it's definitely pantomime appeals to so many different people. When families come to panto, you've got gags there for the adults, you've got, you know, there's a lot of physicality, like physical comedy for the kids, and there's just jokes for everyone. And I love that you've got all ages sitting in front of you, and you're appealing to everybody. Like, there's something for everyone. You know, not every show is like that, and I think that's what's quite special about panto is, you know, you'll have parents laughing at one thing and then you'll have kids clapping along with the next with the songs and stuff. There is something for everyone, and I certainly like that.
I love it.
You agree with that?
Yeah, it's unpretentious.
Yeah,
as well. It's not one thing, it's not trying to be anything, it's just proper good old-fashioned entertainment.
It is.
For every age, you know, there's always something in it for everyone. Mm. As Richard said, it's just, that's the gorgeous thing about it.
Yeah, people can access panto that might not, they may not go to the theatre a lot, but, you know, panto is, for a lot of people, a family tradition.
Oh, yeah, it is for my family.
And that's a really lovely thing, to be part of somebody's family tradition. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, that they're coming along and you just think, right, this is, you know, this is a staple.
We've always said as well that panto kind of gets us in the Christmas mood.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's around Christmas time, although it's not like Christmas show,
yeah,
it's related and it just, yeah, it kind of gets you in the mood for Christmas,
Absolutely. I completely agree. It's
And it gives the audience permission to laugh because it's a panto laughs at itself.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. There's a lot of levels going on with panto, obviously. Yeah. It's
ascending itself up so much of the whole medium of fairy tales and stories that it's inclusive of the art audience rather than projecting a story saying, this is what we're giving you, you either like it or you don't. It's inclusive.
Yeah,
everyone.
Everyone's involved.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of theatre performances nowadays is just like there's a war, isn't it? It's like you've got your people on stage and you've got your audiences. Where this, actually, you can go out and engage with the audience.
Yeah,
I think it's quite nice as well.
Yeah,
a bit different. Yeah,
yeah. We love. I mean, we love talking to the audience or poking fun, or, you know, you only need somebody to laugh particularly loudly or something, and, you know, you straight away you're paying them attention. And obviously in panto you've got the freedom to roam about to do that.
I mean, the horse always put on a great performance. Last few years I've been coming and it's always been brilliant. Some great reviews this year as well. I've been reading a few and I think you agree with that.
The reviews have been fab, really positive. Everybody's sort of been picked up on, you know, because everyone's given a fantastic performance here. It's been really, really overwhelming, actually. Like, the response has been great, as it should be. You know, a lot of work goes into the panto, and it's really lovely. It's been recognised. Yeah, we're thrilled to bits. It's really nice.
And what makes it really, like, quite special this year, then? What would you say? The standout feature about Dick Whittington.
Oh, okay, so...
Richard Frank's performance.
Well, I was going to say, apart from myself...
Apart from your performance.
I've seen some silliness in my time, but he's the epitome of a silly Billy.
Well, absolutely. Other than me...
beautiful shaped head, of course.
He's a bit obsessed with my bald head.
I am, but it's such a nice shape. I actually want to have it made of chocolate so I can eat.
That's something that hopefully you can edit out of this.
I'll have the pictures online, so anybody listening to this interview can see you, Richard.
They'll know. We've got, there's some fantastic numbers in this show, like real show-stopping numbers, which is lovely. There's a bit, I don't want to say too much, there is a bit of magic, which is very nice. What else have we got? I mean, obviously the costumes, people come back year after year to see Michael Batchelor's frocks, do you know what I mean? Because he makes them himself. They're bright, they're big, they're, you know, they're tasteful. Said no one ever. It's
shy and retiring.
Shy and retiring, Michael Batchelor. Michael's frocks alone are a reason to come back because they are
incredible.
They're a work of art, and he's fab.
Talented.
So, the singing, the dancing, the colours, everything. The smoke, the magic, it's just everything. It all comes together in such a lovely old show.
No, I'm coming next week.
Next week.
So that'll be good. So, I'm looking forward to it. And for you, next year as well. I've seen a couple of things.
Speaking
bit
of
different,
frocks.
A bit different for you next
so
year.
So next year is my very first year in frocks. Evolution Pantomimes and the Hawth Theatre have finally got me out of my trousers and are getting me into the dresses, which I thank them for.
Steady now.
Save it for the panto. No, it's so excited. Cinderella next year is going to be great fun. Mm. So obviously me and Michael are playing... Ugly sisters.
Just, you guys are so close on stage, and this performance of Cinderella is probably going to make you the closest you've ever been, I reckon.
Well, yeah, because we're sisters. You know, me and Michael, we've got this. We look funny on stage beside each other. We've got this little and large kind of thing going on. I hope I haven't upset Michael by saying that. He'll never work with me again. We're so excited. It's going to be such a good year. It's going to be so much fun, and you know, it will be a riot. So, I mean, book tickets, don't miss Cinderella next year. It's just going to be
great. Will
it
be a bit of a challenge for you, do you reckon?
Everybody keeps saying to me, like, oh, how, you know, what's your ugly sister voice going to be, or how's it going to sound, or what are you going to do? And I just think, oh, well, who knows? But I mean, I don't know. Like,
we'll find out next year.
At the moment, I'm thinking, well, let's get this pantomime finished. Yeah. Let's get Dick Whittington done, and then I'll start thinking about, you know, that character. But I'm so excited, though. It will be a challenge. Like, I think it's, and obviously I'm on stage beside Michael, who has sort of ugly sistered before and damed for years. Mm. It's going to be, wow. But it'll be brilliant. I'm so excited. And I've seen the frocks, and it's
they are something to, the frocks exist.
I've seen them, and they are something to behold. So I have a fitting coming up soon, so I'll be fitted for my bodysuit and frocks and wigs and hats, and so it's not going to be one to miss. Yeah.
Look forward to next year. And of course,
yes,
we mentioned this, you're returning in February as well.
Thank you very much.
Let's have a chat about this. So, the 27th
of February next year, my very first solo comedy show. It is full of, like, stand-up stories, sketches, characters. So basically, I always carry a notebook around with me, you know, wherever I go. And whenever I think of a funny idea, the ideas go down in my pad. Mm. And so there came a time, where I just sort of thought, right, I've just got to put this, you know, bite the bullet and put this into a show. So this is it. This is, you know, sort of the result of a lot of ideas over a lot of time. Well, so let's hope it's good. I'm so excited. It was lovely to be coming back here at the Hawth. So I'm in the studio on the 27th of February. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be such a good laugh, like a really funny night. Do come along. Book tickets to that as well. That'd be lovely. It's going to be hilarious. It really will. Yeah. If I do say so myself. Yeah. Cameron's coming. Yeah.
Let's see what it's like. Yeah.
Cameron's little bombs. Yeah. Give us support.
Yeah. Brilliant. Richard, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Pleasure to speak to you again.
Thank you, Joe.
Enjoy the rest of the performances. And
a pleasure, as always.
And to you, Cameron.
Bless you indeed. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, thank you.